Well, as we heard from Rod and Bob, this is sort of an inflection point in labor relations. The heyday of union organizing in the United States was in the 1950s and 1960s, and at least for the time being, it appears to be back to the future. There is no more body of law that is more vulnerable to the prevailing political winds than labor law in the United States. And we have the perfect person to give us sort of an inside the beltway peek under the tent at how labor relations policy is made, how the NLRB works. And I'm very pleased to introduce John Ring, who is a partner at Morgan, Lewis & Bockius in Washington. He's been there for many years, but most relevant to this particular presentation, between 2018 and 2022, he was a member of the National Labor Relations Board, and for a large chunk of that time was chairman of the National Labor Relations Board. So very proud and pleased to introduce John Ring for coming to Austin to talk to us. John?
Well, thank you very much, and really appreciate the opportunity to be here. I've heard great things about this conference, and my partner, Bob Sheeter, asked me to do this, so I jumped to the chance. Just a quick point to make here. Here's my slide. Okay. Some of the slides you're going to see look a little bit like the slides you just saw in the prior presentation, because Bob and I work at the same firm, and it appears that an associate might have just grabbed the same stuff. So if it looks like, if it looks very similar, you're not losing your mind. It is similar. But I'm going to take a little different tact. Their presentation was, I think, more on the nuts and bolts of some of these cases. I'm going to talk a little bit higher level about kind of some of the policies and things that are happening. You know, as has been mentioned, and unless you've been under a rock for the last few years, there's a lot going on in labor relations with unions, union organizing, union activity, and just a real major increase. You know, it's been said before. Union activity goes up and down over the years, and I have, like others, spoken at conferences and said, you know, it's really changing. There's a renaissance in labor, and there's, you know, the unions are really coming back. And then the next year, it peters out after a couple of wins. This time does feel different. There is some real activity, major activity in major corporations. And even, I would say, even if the administration changes, I think there's been enough kind of activity in certain areas to keep the movement at least, you know, on a trajectory of increase. So what, why are we in this kind of space right now? I think we can talk about a lot of the reasons why, at least have been cited, for why there is this increased activity among unions. One is employee activism. I think coming out of COVID, coming out of some of the social justice protests that we've seen, employees just generally are more willing to stand up for their rights. They're willing to tell you what they're thinking. And if you don't listen to what they're thinking, I think a lot of corporations are figuring this out, if you don't listen to what your employees are saying, they're going to find a way to get you to listen to what they're saying. And that means either forming a union, contacting a union, going on social media and saying things that get your attention. And they can make a real difference very, very quickly. We've seen over and over again companies that do not respond to a problem that have overnight a social media blitz, and that becomes viral. And I will say, I don't know if as you deal with your clients, C-suite people are more interested these days in labor and employee relations than they've ever been before because of that. It's good for us. as labor and employment lawyers, but it really is something that if the C-suite people are not paying attention to their employees, it's going to be a problem.